If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Here we are again, part three of our epic chat with Catherine Edwards. And do you realize this is just for part two of the reunion? That's how long we talked. I know we're a little behind, but you know you want to hear what Catherine has to say. And then, I don't know, should we have Catherine back for part three of the reunion? Are we just going to have Catherine here now just every day? I know, we all want that. It's not going to happen, but here's part three as we wrap up discussing part two of the reunion. This literally was a 3-hour chat. And listen, I'm not going to stop Catherine. I mean, you guys want to hear her. So listen to this and then let me see if we're going to deal with part three of the reunion and Kathy's appearance. And I know you all want that, but let's just take one day at a time, guys. Here is part three of our chat for the reunion, part two, with the one and only Miss Catherine Edwards. Right. That's
what about the part where Erica said that Kyle had told her that she was glad that, you know, Kathy's meltdown was known now. Like, this is what I go through.
This like deleted scene. Yeah, apparently that happened.
Yeah. I mean, that to me, I don't know. It's really strange because I have two sisters and I think about fighting with my sisters at that level and I can't imagine it. We've never been competitive with each other. We've never not talked. We've never, you know, gone through periods of not speaking. But we're not a Hollywood sibling family.
Well, one day when you're back in the country,
yes,
you need, we're going to do this last year, but you need to watch House of Hilton.
Okay.
And we need
to. Is that a downloadable thing? Because I have to fly to Cabo tomorrow. Can I
download? I think so. I think it's on
House of Hilton.
It's all about Big Kathy, their mother, and just you on, this is where people say Kathy's horrible. And it's all, I mean, like, this is,
who does the show? Who put it out there?
I don't know. I think it probably has to be on Netflix and Hulu, right? It has to be.
House of Hilton. I've never.
It's even all about Big Kathy and raising Kathy and Kyle and Kim, and it's like, you know, and like, you will marry rich. You will like.
Just, oh, really, Big Kathy! You're talking about the mom,
the mother.
Oh, okay, okay. I was like thinking, like,
why? No, sorry. That's what people call her. They call her Big Kathy.
Okay.
It's interesting. When it's a show. It's on off. You know, it's like we call, let's take it all with a grain of salt. But it's, I think, something interesting. So it's like, if you watch it, you just understand. Like, I'm not even taking sides. You understand the dynamic.
How it started.
Between sisters. And like, look, American Woman. There's a lot of history between these. And with Kim throwing.
Did Kyle or little Kathy or Kim ever acknowledge this show? Like, have they ever discussed it or said that it's not accurate or
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. Like did they ever refute anything as like a non-truth or?
I don't think so.
Huh.
But I don't think they commented. It's strange that no interviewer ever brings this up with any of them. Not that they're so accessible to interviews. They do little snippets and they're pretty insulated. I mean, Andy Cohen's not going to bring it up on Watch What Happens when he's kissing Kyle's ass for Halloween. That's a good question. I don't know why.
But
if I mean, yeah.
That to me seems like something that would be like people would want to hear about. And was the show watched? Was that show?
It was watched, but it wasn't like a whole thing that was like everyone's talking about it. It was kind of like underground, you know, because also you have to remember, people knew Kathy, of course, but like Kathy wasn't on Housewives. So it kind of just came and went quietly. Mm. Like people watching it. But I think if she were on Housewives now, it would be a whole thing, like the Erica Jane documentary and scandal.
The housewife and the hooker?
Yeah.
Or whatever the housewife.
Yes. Yeah. I think it would be more like, oh my God, we're going to learn more about Kathy. I don't know why someone doesn't re-release it to this big fanfare, honestly. But you should, it's interesting.
Oh, I will.
I don't know, it kind of helps you. Like, look, they've got issues. This, like, right.
Yeah.
You would think sisters, love. I don't know. So I think that's the thing with Kyle. I think she's like woken up to like, just because she's my sister, I can't let her keep treating me like this. And that's what's really sad. And then it goes back to the bigger picture, what I always say of like, so you'd be okay, because you were okay before she came back on, before she came on the show. I mean, they weren't, but they had reconciled.
Right. They went for a long period of time of not talking. And now Kim's not talking to Kyle, or is she talking to them?
I don't know. I think Kathy and Kim are closer than Kyle and Kim.
I think that, I think that they're a little, I don't know if it's jealousy, but, you know, Kyle just kind of keeps the ball rolling and gets on with her life. And, you know, they have a different father, right? I think so. I think that the Kim and Kathy have the same dad, and Kyle has a different dad. Look that up. Google that.
Huh. I mean, interesting. Well, now you are, that's interesting. I never thought of that. I love, and do you notice like how we're not really talking about the bots, Garcelle, Crystal? I mean, there's so much, like, that's where you go back to, like, if it wasn't for Rinna, which involved Kathy and Kyle, which we haven't even, we mentioned, how many times have we mentioned the word Dorit? Three? It might be time for Dorit to go. It might. I don't think there's any harm for keeping her. Like, it's fun and she adds something, but like, you're taking a slot now from someone. Like, what's more interesting? Some random unknown person that we could market and maybe be a home run, or Dorit? I think Dorit was a great housewife. I just think, is there any more blood from this stone? Maybe, but I don't, tell me what it is. Her and PK are together. She's the home, like there's nothing left, right? What's the story?
No, I think, I kind of feel like that's kind of done.
I would think, just from a producer point of view, they would keep Crystal over Dorit. I would just, if I had to think about it. I think there's more unknown. There's more, Crystal might have some more darkness behind those eyes that they could expose of, like.
And she engaged, when I watched that second part, she engaged with Kyle over the, she kind of got a little bit, but they need to bring someone. If they do that, then they need to find a balance of somebody else that's maybe a little bit younger, a little bit more like in Crystal's wheelhouse. Cause I didn't feel like it last year that she was so young compared to them, but I felt they really talked about it this season a lot, like that she was like the millennial or the Gen X, whatever it is. And they really like made a point to talk about how she's just not relatable to where they are in their life. I felt like that.
I think like if you can't bring in somebody new, you have to bring in two or three new people. Otherwise, I don't think it works. So I think they would get rid of Diana and Crystal and Dorit, which leaves three spots. I mean, they're oversold, but if they brought in three new people that somehow knew these people, it would be at least it would feel like a different show by the end of it next season, I think.
Didn't I felt like when they started the season, they made it out to be like this Cherie girl, not Cherie girl, Cherie was going to like kind of possibly be a new one. And I don't feel like she cemented that deal.
I had her on my show. She was lovely, but
great. I feel bad for saying Cherie girl, because I know I have friends that are very close friends with her, and I know her. I don't know her, but I know of her. So I didn't mean to make it sound like that.
And I loved talking to her. She was like wonderful.
Yeah. No, she's awesome. Yeah.
But I'm not so sure that she, like, part of you is like, well, why not just come back? You could hang out, like, and do the same thing, but why? Right. Like, space is limited.
Yeah, I kind of didn't feel like it was bringing enough. She brought enough to like make a push. Like she didn't take, and she's amazing, but she didn't take enough of the light, you know, to.
They had 10 people. It's like never before 10. Whether you're a friend. Between Kathy and Cherie as friends, there were 10 women, 8 housewives.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
10. Dang. That's a lot.
This is why we had all this stuff happening. But it was almost like, I feel it's too much. Right. So you could get rid of her. That's 4 people that are going away. I don't think you need 10. Get rid of 4 and bring in 3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just like, I mean, you can't just get rid of Diana. I mean, if that's the case, then don't bring anyone in. But I agree. I think you need to mix that. We can't. Look, last year we said we can't have another season of hating Erica, and here we are. It's a whole different thing. Like somehow they'll think of something, but that's where, because of these producers, that's where, and I've said this recently, that's where it's like Garcelle, watch out. Like, so, like, I mean, just process of elimination. Chris, mm-hmm. like if something is coming. That's what they do. That's where I think you just lose perspective. Like you have a good season, no one hates you, no one hates you. It's not even like you get cocky, you just don't realize they are going to you did nothing, there's nothing you did differently, they are going to do you dirty. That is it. Like you said, they plan it out, so they're sitting around now and saying, okay, we got it, let's bring Garcelle to her
this knees. Is the story for the season.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. Tis the season. And look, I always ask guests if they could wear one brand for the rest of their life, what would it be? And for me, it's very simple, Lululemon. The main reason I love Lululemon, it's a one-stop shop. I know you think of them for working out and athletic gear, but there's so much more. I've worn Lululemon to work out. I've worn it to brunch, business meetings. I even wore Lululemon once to a black tie event, but don't tell anyone. And Lululemon makes the best holiday gifts. They have hoodies, t-shirts, pants, puffer vests, puffer jackets. My favorite, the ABC pants. Oh my God. I went in to buy a pair and I ended up leaving with every single color, black, trench, true navy. Should I continue? And what I love best about Lululemon and why I think they make the best gifts this holiday season is they're so comfortable. Look, we all have to move. Movement is so important, right? And it's so easy to move in Lululemon's clothes. They are literally the most comfortable, playful, fun clothes I have ever owned. So this holiday season, set joy in motion with Lululemon's best gifts. That's right. Set joy in motion with the best gifts at Lululemon. That's lululemon.com. Using Talkspace to me makes me feel like I have a mental health professional with me at all times. And I freaking love that. Talkspace offers both therapy and psychiatry, and being able to reach out to my provider at any time, anywhere, makes taking care of my mental health super easy. You guys know I'm never in one place for very long, and I'm so relaxed when I'm traveling and I'm away, and knowing that I need to talk with my therapist, all I have to do is send a message from wherever I am. Look, therapy isn't easy, right? And dealing with mental health head on, it's a challenge at times, but connecting with my therapist isn't and shouldn't be. You can sign up online for Talkspace and you get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically in no more than 48 hours. How great is that? And they have thousands of licensed therapists with over 40 years experience in all specialties, depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, anger management, and so on, relationship issues. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/velvet. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/velvet to get $100 off your first month. That's Talkspace.com/velvet.
Yeah.
To me, it's either Garcelle or Sutton. We just did Erica. We just did Rinna. The hate was there. I don't know. I mean, you don't even have to have a skeleton in your closet. It's just they can come up with things. To me, it's right. I don't know why I feel it with Garcelle, but maybe Sutton. But who else is there if we did get rid of those two? You know, like Dorit, no one cares. Crystal, no one cares. Like Garcelle and Sutton are players now. I think next season it's something is coming for one of them. And I say Sutton.
I don't think Garcelle would fall into the trap.
You don't?
I think she'll be hard to come for. I don't know what she could do. You know what I mean? She's
Sutton
will step in it. You know what I mean? Sutton can make a mistake and be like, oh God.
They could set Sutton up big time.
Yeah. Yeah. Sutton will be the one. So in my opinion, it's Sutton. Yeah.
Right. I mean,
it could be Kyle.
It could be, but they're not going to exit her. I don't think.
No, but I don't think that even if they made it Sutton or if they made it Kyle, right. They don't have to go. They have the way of like, you know, letting you be the victim. You're the one who's, you know, getting played. But then they can bring you around to by the end of the season, you're liked again.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing.
It's just been a while since we've been there. Like we ended last season with Erica in the like doghouse with a 4-part reunion. And now we're ending with Rinna in the doghouse. Like they're really not redeeming people these days. I do think with time and all of this, look, if Erica could not be the focus this season, anything is possible for Rinna. I think that's what people forget.
Well, it just is a perfect example of how they edited the show. Because I'm sure there was a lot more talk about all of that than they showed.
And you realize there's like 90% of the people listening to this right now are like rolling their eyes and saying, why are these two even talking about Rinna next season? There are, I think, a majority of people that are convinced. No, I think this is
convinced that she's gone.
Yeah, but what's the word? It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like you really want it so bad, you're just not focused.
You don't want to hear that.
I'm not being right. I'm not being negative to anyone. Like I'm all about living in a fantasy world, but it's literally people that are just listening to us. They're still not. You guys have to be honest with yourselves. I really feel like most people are still like she's gone. The comments are like it doesn't matter. Right. You're not.
No way. Sorry, everybody.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't think she's gone. I don't think so.
That's what I
think. Just for this, I think for the simple purpose that she gave them so much this season that they'd give her one year of just a paycheck for what she's done.
I just wonder if she will come back. Like, I think the producers were in on it with Erica. I think Erica said, guys, listen to me. You know, listen, I have no say. I need the money. But she was like, come on. Are you fucking kidding me after this 4-part? Come on. And they're like, don't worry. You're going to have a lighter season. I think they were in on it together. I think either Rinna will go to them or they'll say to her, like, listen, just don't. But I also wonder if Lisa's going to come back the actress that she is, like, oh my God, it was my mother. And I am just, you're all wonderful.
I don't think people don't buy that. And they're all very, very cognizant of the fact that they all know that they don't get things past people. If it's really a bunch of BS, they know that people don't buy it. And I don't think people are going to buy that. I think they're just going to say it's really bad behavior. If Rinna comes back, it's going to be because Evolution and Bravo feel like they owe her a season. Like, you've done so much for this franchise and you earned it. And let's, you know, give you a good season and see if you can redeem yourself and, you know, and we can get people to like you again. But if they're still asking for your head after next season, then maybe then they get rid of her. Cause I don't, what is her storyline? What is her storyline? So I read that somewhere. I don't know what it was, but someone said when they were making the argument for Kathy Hilton, how Rinna's never had a storyline. Her storyline has always been about taking someone else down.
That a lot of people say that all the time. They're yeah. like, you don't show your, where is your husband? I would like to know. Even like at BravoCon, even like where, I mean, like, look, I'm all for like a modern, like, I mean, I'm not saying, but it's just, it is like everyone else is kind of with their spouse. And I think it's great that you have your own lives, but he just doesn't want to be involved.
I think he doesn't want to do it. And it's not good for him. You know what I mean? If he's going to be taken serious as an actor and he's still, you know, is interested in doing theater and acting and everything, he can't be on The Housewives. Come on.
I just wonder, to your point when we started, like, is he just oblivious at the hate or does she? Because in my experience from hanging out with certain housewives and their spouses, like, it's all in. Like, people are always like, first of all, I really don't hang with housewives anymore. Let's just put that out there. And I'm sure happy. No, I, Catherine, I really don't. And I'm really okay with that. You know, like, you, there's exceptions. I'm really friends with it. But like, when they're always like, what do you talk about when you hang with these housewives? I'm like, housewives, like, they, it's not me. I'm willing to talk about other things. They trust me. They know I'm not going to talk on air, but
sure.
The husband's right there and they're angry and fuck her. And this, that's what I'm always shocked about. Like, that you're off season, you're not filming. Like, what? Like, and there's plotting and investigating. I don't see how Harry and Lisa on like a date night or like a, maybe she just really is the actress. And it's a, I don't see, it's never something I've experienced from being around people off season. It's angst and anger and bitterness and it's housewives. We just had dinner for 3 hours. You talked housewives for 2 hours and 90 minutes. Like, it's
wild. Yeah. No, I saw that with some of them. You know, I think that it could be that he doesn't watch it and she just tells him, honey, you got to trust me. I know what I'm doing. And she's making all the money and he's just trusting her.
But I
and
can't
so
see
far,
her.
She's never steered him wrong.
But I can't see her sitting there and being like, I can see her sitting there being like, you know, fucking Kathy. And like, just after like a 45 minutes at the dinner table, she's like, and Kathy this. And I mean, if I was Harry, I'd be like, oh my God, shut up. I mean.
But maybe she just doesn't even like, maybe she just turns it off and she doesn't even do that stuff with him.
Maybe. Yep. I've said it before. Now, I think I don't support her. I think she's. But I think she's like, to me, I would put Bethany first because Bethany won the game and said, "I this is the craziest, stupidest thing. And I'm saying yes for the plan." And she did it.
Uh-huh.
Short of her, I think, I don't mean one, like things are going well, but I think Rinna's number two to me at playing the game.
I agree with you completely.
100%. I think she is the number
She's
two
so
housewife in the yep. history of housewives. I agree. You think she's number two?
I do. She was made for this show. Yeah. Yep.
They talked about her season one. I mean, I understand why Andy didn't want to cast her because, like, it was new and let's not have a will. But, like, man, what were you doing those for? Like, you should have. I think it's the best casting decision, whether you love her or hate her. She plays this game better than Kyle, better. I mean, I'm saying Ramona, let's go every franchise. Nini, I think she is number two at knowing how this works.
I agree with you. Yeah. And that's, and for everyone listening, that is why she'll be back next season. That's why.
That is why. And that doesn't make her a wonderful person. It's actually.
No, exactly. You can hate her, but she brings it and she's entertaining and she keeps it moving.
I love having this much attitude. No, not attitude. Attitude with an E. You know, the sustainably made bedding that helps me sleep better at night. Attitude is made from 100% bamboo. Do you know bamboo is often referred to as the vegan silk? They're innovative, clean bamboo from Attitude. The fabric is softer than silk, more breathable than cotton. It's cooling. It's hyperallergenic. I used to have a real problem sleeping because I would wake up so hot and sweaty all night. Well, not with Attitude sheets. I sleep so much better. They literally like regulate my temperature as I sleep. So I wake up feeling cool and relaxed. I've had the best sleep of my life since I've got Attitude sheets. And because Attitude is all about positive impact, they donate 1% of sales to environmental nonprofits. But guess what? One of the best things, there's no risk. You can try Attitude bedding for 30 nights, and if you're not completely satisfied, return it for a full refund. Right now, you can get 20% off your order plus free shipping when you visit attitude.com/velvetrope and enter promo code VELVETROPE. Remember, that's Attitude, Ettitude, as an eco attitude. Order today for free shipping and 20% off your order at attitude.com/velvetrope, promo code VELVETROPE.
And she's not afraid to get down and dirty. I mean, she is not afraid to freaking roll in the mud and get the hate and the spewing. Someone, I read it on, I don't know if it was like Daily Mail, where they put people's pictures up, and I don't remember what it was. And I looked at some of the comments, and it's just, everything was just horrible, horrible, horrible. And someone said, was it Daily Mail? I don't remember, that she deletes all the bad comments. I mean, she's blocked me. I can't see her. I'm assuming because I don't see hers anymore. So
she is,
and
blocked.
That's based on, I'm sure, because I don't talk to anyone else but you about this. Sorry. So I'm sure someone said something that I said, whatever. I mean, honestly, okay.
Blocked by Jennifer Aiden and Jen Shaw and PK. So join the club.
Oh, I could give a rat's ass.
Me too. I could give a rat's ass.
Every, yeah. Ugh,
but here's the thing. Rinna blocks a lot. It's just like, it's well known. Like a lot of the Bravo fans, and like, they're always posting like blocked by Rinna. Like she blocks. Very, she's one of the ones that I think blocks a lot. I've checked at times to see if she, I mean, I've really never said anything.
Why would she wouldn't block you? You're doing a show.
These people, you know what? They all.
I don't think. I mean, you know what the funny thing is? I'm sorry. I've only said the truth. I haven't said anything that's not truthful.
Jen Shaw blocked because I said I don't. I mean, she pled guilty to.
Oh, she's the Utah. Okay, I was thinking
in
Jersey. Yeah. Okay.
I said that I don't think that
she blocked you.
On one account, not on the other one, because I don't think she makes the correspondence. But all I said was, I mean, I don't think that she's aware of what's coming. She's being sentenced. She's pled guilty.
I know.
Without pleading guilty, you add up to 50 years. The sentencing is now in December. And she's on social media. She crashed BravoCon. She wasn't invited. And so to me, I said, which I stand by, I don't think she's aware what is actually, like, if it were me, I would be speaking to people that have been in federal prison. That is how I spend my day. Like, what happens when you check in? What are the nights like?
Time is she going to get?
Well, and then I would also be spending every other minute with my children. Like, I don't understand. Why are you commenting on your castmates and going to fucking BravoCon? Like, do you understand?
She showed up there uninvited?
Yes. She didn't get into the job, et cetera. She went to like hang out at the parties and the hotels. Well, when it's your, you know, with fame.
Sad.
Yeah. Like, this is not now a joke. This is literally, you are going to be sent, you're going to prison. So why does it matter if your castmate says this about you? Like, there were, and then the other day she was making a joke. Well, it was on the show, which was only, but like, she made a joke about Botox. It's like, sweetie, like, first of all, do you realize you will not, there will be no more Botox in jail. There's no more hair dye. There's no more that's where it's like, listen, jail is not just punishment. It's rehabilitation, right? You're supposed to get, so you're not going to get not 3 months if you like, you're supposed to be a rehabilitated person. I'm like, Jesus Christ, honey, you need years. Like, you need like to come out and be what, like,
how, like, what's her window of sentencing?
Well, I think before she pled, it could have been up to like 30 or 50 years. And that's why I think she pled. Yeah, she's apparently the number one in this whole. So now, like, I'm sure the lawyer said, you know, if you plea, I would think 7, maybe 5 years. Like, it's, look, could it be nothing? Could it, I mean, I don't see how, like, the federal, I mean, federal, it's like in the New York, it's like 98% success.
And she was like stealing from like elderly, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, she's getting some time.
I said this as a lawyer, the minute it happened, I'm like, the minute the feds knock on your door, they have listened to all your phone calls. They have gone through your trash. They have been in cars behind cars and followed you. Like, the feds knocking on your door, this isn't like, we are going to arrest, they got you. It's a 98% conviction rate in New York District Federal Court, 98%. So why she thought she was going to trial this whole time? I think they finally were like, you would face up to 50 years. Now, if you don't get 50, you're going to get 47. And so I think that's where the plea came in. But I would think, I don't see, personally, I could be wrong, I don't see less than like 5 years. You come out to a different world. 7 years, even, I mean, to me, 5 even seems light.
She's got kids, doesn't she?
Yep. So that's where, to me, that's where, just like Lisa Rinna, it's like, you have, and she's only been on the show for 3 seasons. That's where it's like, you have lost your sense of real world reality. Like, your husband might leave you. Like, your children are going to graduate. I mean, she's med school. This, like, things, why do you, you're at BravoCon. I can't get over that. That's just me. I'm not judging.
No, I just know that. Yeah.
It's like, your mind is so, it's so foreign to me. Like, at that point, I would be like, Instagram, this is my last post. I want you all to go fuck yourselves. Do not ask me to post anything again. Fuck you. Like, I would never post another thing in my life. I'm going to jail.
Did she, after she pled guilty, did she ever make a statement just saying like why she did it, or like, was she, did she apologize? Was she remorseful? I mean, if she said she was guilty, she's guilty.
No. At BravoCon, when she was in Tamara Judge's hotel room, Tamara Judge started chanting, "Free Jen Shah." And then Jen Shah stood on the couch and said, "Free Jen Shah." And she was partying, "Free Jen Shah, free Jen Shah. You pled guilty, bitch."
What?
Yeah, this is real. There's video out there. Yeah, Catherine. Yes. I that's where
this
it's
is
like
the stuff. This is the stuff that I mean that I reference when I say that it's just unhinged. It's not normal.
And this is why I could truly say it. I don't want to be friends with any of these people.
No.
Really, I don't. Like, let me tell you something. When you really get entrenched in this entertainment business, I'm open. Like, I make real friends. Like, you talk to people, but I'm happy to go out with my real friends and sit in the corner of some restaurant,
right,
and have just nobody see me and have nothing. Like, it's, I have a whole different perspective on it from when I started 3 years ago. Cause it's like,
oh, I'm sure.
A real friend too, but most of them are not your real friends. But that's where it's like, you're so far gone. And I will stand by this. I guarantee you. I could maybe guarantee this. If you said to her, I don't know for sure, like, you're going to go on the show and all this is going to come out. And that's not why it came out. It was already in motion. But, you know, you have a choice. Don't go on the show. Don't be famous. And you'll never get caught. I bet you she would have chose this option. It's sick, but I think she would choose the jail, the being caught, and just because of this notoriety. It's sick. You're looking at me. I don't know. What else could you explain it when you're screaming free Jen Shah? I don't know.
That's delusional. Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know, but I could go on every franchise and pick out people that I think are certifiably loony, not normal, not playing with the full deck, unhinged, delusional. Yeah. But you know, that's one of the things that Bravo has a way of finding everybody. And that's why I counted it as a compliment when people said, oh, you know, Catherine's too normal. God bless. I mean, thank you. Cause that's not good. No, I don't know. I mean, it's always sad when I think about the spouses, the husbands, the family members, the kids, and for instance, like with Garcelle and Jax, I mean, yeah. And I love the way she went to his defense. And I love the way Bravo went and said, you know, we don't tolerate this, but you know, in the same vein, you know, you put all this stuff on television and you show all these ugly, nasty things where, you know, it's like, you know, throwing the line in the water with bait on it. You got to believe that someone's going to take the bait.
Yeah.
These are savages.
They're savages. It's people have lost it. And that's just one example. I agree. You can go around to all the other franchises.
Oh yeah.
And again, I'm just
nut jobs everywhere you look. Yep.
So who wants that? And let me tell you, there's reality shows on Netflix. It's not this. Yeah, there's some other 90 days, but there's so many shows where people bring the drama and I speak to them all. They're not completely unhinged. They're in on the joke. It's a business. I can't explain it. I can't explain how Housewives is just a different breed. And right, these production companies like Evolution, they sense it.
It's a machine. And you know, we've talked about this in the past. They don't care whose lives are, you know, eaten, chewed up and spit out. They don't care whose marriages are ruined, who goes to jail. They don't care. They really don't. No, you wanted this. We gave you what you want. And now this is, you know, the product, you know, the cake that's coming out of the oven. So now you get to eat it.
They don't care. And they don't even speak to you. They don't even, because, you know, you would think they would sit you down and say, listen, we want to let you know you have to hold on tight. Everything will be exposed like this. They don't even
That's not true. They do tell you that. They do. And actually,
they do. Like they sat you down and said, are you ready for? Down,
but they give you, they tell you like your life is going to change. You know, there'll be times when you're at the top and then at the bottom. You may get, you know, there's times when people go down the rabbit hole and, you know, with social media, they give you a therapist to talk to call if you need, this is Evolution at least. I don't know about the other franchises.
Yeah.
They give you a therapist to talk to if you're feeling depressed or anxiety, whatever the case would be. I don't know that anyone ever called that person and said, I need to talk. I don't know. But yeah. And truthfully, because the more you spiral and the nuttier you get, the better it is for them.
Well, I mean, power to them for even saying this. Cause I understand your life is going to change. Hold on. We're so excited, but they let you know the negative too. Like you might go down a rabbit hole. People might hate you. They let you know this.
They said that. Yeah, they did. The therapist, you talk to the therapist and the therapist literally says this is what's how it is. This is the normal range of emotions. If you need to talk to someone, I'm here. And
when does the therapist talk? After you get hired, right before you get hired? Or they're
as soon as, gosh, this was a while ago, but I feel it was once they called and said, we want you to do this. And, you know, we want to, and in this, my season was already shooting. So they were we feel really bad. We got to rush through this process. but you know, we need to get everything signed and on the dotted line and get this all done. So the sooner we can get you in. And I remember I had like the phone call from the therapist offering the services if I needed to talk to someone like once. And I was like, I'm good, but thanks a lot. I consider myself a strong person with, you know, a good self-conscience and, but yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, and maybe that's just an evolution thing. Maybe the other franchises don't do that. I don't know. But I would think that Bravo would encourage that, you know, that now at least put on the, at the end of the episodes, that little, you know, thing about eating disorders and which, you know, you and I have talked about, you know, depression and drug use and alcoholism and all this. I think they should do those things. Yeah. Honestly, that to me is like one of the biggest, whenever anyone says anything to me about it, if they ask me, you know, what I thought or whatever. And I always say, I don't think it's a great message for younger people. I feel like too many girls, and it's not just the Housewife franchise. I think it's a lot of the shows, what's being put on, you know, social media and our televisions and what we're showing the younger kids as something to emulate, I think is bad.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. Anything else to cover? Do we cover everything? I mean, I feel like
there was so much more that we didn't even talk about, but it just honestly, all in all, I don't think it was a very exciting season.
You don't.
I felt like it was just a lot of like really like nitpicking, bitching, nagging, you know, just ugliness that made me uncomfortable to watch.
Like, don't you feel, and maybe this is just me and other seasons, I was so bit, like, I feel, I mean, is it just me? Like, do you feel like this was the most toxic season ever?
Yeah, I do. 100%. I feel like it was so toxic. Like, it was just like, they were like, you know, vampires just looking for someone like hyenas to jump on and just, it just, I didn't like it. I felt like it was really nasty. And I felt like that when I watched Rena go after Denise, I felt like that, like, oh, how ugly, how nasty, just really not a good look. And I feel like that again.
I felt like that. I felt like Denise was a deer in headlights and really, you could see in that final scene, Rena knew what she was doing the whole time. And it was like, it was literally like taking candy from a baby. It was like, Denise is like in the moment, being authentic, like realizing in that scene, like, oh, sorry, Denise, this is the last scene. Like you should have, and I don't blame her because good for her, but it was like, this isn't even a fair fight because Denise is just like herself. And it's like, girl, you are in the majors. Like this woman's going to eat you alive.
And she was just so blown away that this person who she considered a friend was doing her so dirty.
As would anybody. That's where it's like leading the lamb to the slaughter, or whatever that saying is.
Yeah.
But I agree, for some reason to me, this felt like the most toxic season. I don't know why. From the fans, the comments, everybody involved, the production, just everyone. I just really felt that it was toxic, more so and like hateful than any other season. Even Yolanda, who was truly sick, going through this, her children, you know, I think Bella has Lyme disease too, or
yep.
Even that was so, but this just felt, I can't explain it, just overall, like the, I don't know if it's the world has changed after COVID, people are pensive. It felt so toxic to me this season.
I hate to say it, but I really agree with you. And I feel like it's kind of like, that's kind of how things are. Like everyone's just looking to pounce. It's like hyenas, like vultures, like just, you know, someone's injured, they're gimping, like go in for the kill, take them down when they don't have their strength. And it's just like, and yeah, it's just, it was really not a good look, not a good look at all. It doesn't, all of the, you know, the beautiful makeup and the clothes and the bags and the trips and the cars and the houses and the fashion. It just looks like really freaking miserable people, like Stepford wives living in, you know, these glass houses that are just miserable. And that for me is a shame that
I agree. But
I guess, you know, I don't know. If that's what people want to watch, okay.
I agree. And I also agree you can't have it both ways. It's the same thing with Rinna. Like, if you look at all the fan comments, they say, I want to go back to the good old days to when, like, you know, people were fighting over this and Vanderpump. Okay, well, guess what? If you really think it got so toxic and so dark and so sinister and so evil, whatever word you want to use, then you shouldn't watch next season. And maybe that literally, you will either save your breath or don't watch. Because if you watch and you're angry, Bravo does not give a fuck. You could show up there right. with a telegram screaming every word you can. No one's listening. No one's listening.
Well, you know, it's really funny because I didn't even think about it. You know, today I was like, oh my gosh, I got to watch part two. And to me, it's the perfect example of where it didn't even register to me. Like, I knew that you and I were talking, but it didn't even register that I hadn't even watched it. And when you're really into something, you don't forget that you want to watch something.
And I feel last season you were into it. You watched like you were into it.
I wanted to see what was going to happen. It was interesting because it was real. This felt so contrived. I think that's the biggest thing. It felt so drummed up. It just wasn't sincere. It was like, we need a target. Someone's got to go down. You know, Kathy served it up on a platter with her meltdown in Aspen and boom, there it is. And they had something to take it off. And I mean, you know, how many times Erica wanted to say, like, you know, though you all want to talk about my behavior. Well, we're going to talk about everyone, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it was just, it was always about someone's behavior. The whole season was about someone's bad behavior.
Yeah, there was no, and that's also a weird thing too, when like you as the producers know you have your whole story and you know it's coming like in the last 4 to 5 episodes. That's just a weird season too. We had a lot of, like, even when we were doing the reunion, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Crystal's eating disorder. That was this season, not last season. I forgot.
Right.
That. And the whole comment against Sutton and that whole thing, which probably wasn't any, I was like, that was this season. It was like, it was just such a strange season.
They didn't have anything. Yeah. Nothing. Because they couldn't be, but in actuality, David, probably because Erica's thing was still really going on, but they couldn't show that, right? They couldn't show it because they had to give her a pass this year because of last year. So they were just waiting for someone to screw up, waiting for some big moment. And, you know, they really do say someone's got to do something. Someone's got to give us something. They look for the storyline. They look for something. And they count on someone somewhere along the way stumbling and making it into something bigger. And it could even be part of them leaking this shit out. Because everyone was saying, this is so boring, this is so boring. And then, you know, it came out while they were still filming to get people watching. Maybe they leaked it.
Listen, I say that all the time. Are we really sure, like, you know, this one, the publicist, are we really sure producers are not leaking this? I mean, mm-hmm. Kyle can't say that. That's as bad as Bravo, Bravo, Bravo. You can't break the fourth wall.
No.
I mean, I'm not sure for all these franchises that producers don't, because I've been involved where, like, I'll be hanging out with the Jersey girls and something is literally in the press like the next day. And it's like,
right. How? Yeah.
Like, this was a group that was a smaller group and something major happened. Now, yeah, there were people, outsiders, but I mean, I don't leak anything because I don't give a fuck, really. Listen, it either happens on this podcast or I don't really care. Right. But it's out there. And then you're reading it and you were there. So you know, and you're like, this is like 98% exactly what happened. So somebody.
And there's other people in the production that, you know, smaller, you know, ADs in the production that try to make things happen. Right. Because they want the season to be great. And I know that for me, when I was working and doing season 6, one of the guys came up to me and said, Erica's talking smack about you in her confessionals. And here we were getting along fine filming. And then, you know, come for the show to start airing and seeing the confessionals, I was like, holy cow. Like, how two-faced, but he's like, she's saying this and this and that, and someone needs to get her. She's talking bad about everybody. And he like pushing you to say or do something when I'm not seeing anything. There's no reason for me to, you know, not be getting along with her. And he said, but don't say anything that I told you that, because I'd get in trouble. I'd lose my job if they knew I told you that.
That's what they do. And also, speaking of that, who's to say, I mean, I always think, who's to say that there isn't like a lower level PA that makes whatever amount of money, and it's not a lot. And right. You mean to
That's
tell
his
me
job.
They don't have some back end deal with Paid Six or whatever, where it's like $500,000 a story, like leak the whole thing, and like this will be a PayPal and it will never be traceable. Like I always think that. I always think it's some lower level person who's not paid a lot of money, who is just like, oh, hey, People Magazine, I got something. I want $1,000.
Totally.
That happens all the time.
The season that I did, I hadn't even started filming, and it was already coming out in like reality or whatever. Am I saying that right?
Blurb.
Yeah. Reality. All those things. Like the new girl is coming and bringing it, and she's this and she's that. I hadn't even filmed, and it was all of this stuff coming out that, you know, I was going to take down Faye. I was like, wow, you know, holy cow. And then it was like, oh, she didn't deliver. Whoever said anything? Like, where did it come from? I mean, did I say that I wanted to say something to her? Absolutely. But did it ever come across that I was like going to be like some force to be reckoned with? No, I hadn't even filmed one scene.
Well, then that's obviously leaked by the only people that knew.
They have to, and they were saying, you know, like they needed, and I don't think they wanted to bring someone in. When I was brought in when they were filming, because there was nothing going on, they were like, we got to throw another person in here. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's never a good sign when they're looking for someone like mid-season.
Exactly. You know, they have to throw some gas on the fire. Like, you know, someone's got to come in and do something. And then they're putting it out there like, this is going to be someone that's going to blow everything up. And this is like a tornado coming through here. Yeah. And I personally think that it's probably someone in the production that stirred it up to get everybody, because no one was loving the season.
And to your point this time, they might purposely, to keep Rinna, just space it out.
Yeah, I think so.
People get over things and forget. They don't forget, but they move on to the next drama.
Sure.
There is a way to bring her back. I'm not saying people are going to embrace her, but there is a way with the editing, if you space it out enough, that
they'll forget. They'll find someone else to hate in the meantime.
But I do think they're going to look for someone. It's not going to be like a Nicolette Sheridan. She's not right, but they're going to look for someone.
She would be so good. She would never do it.
I also think, and this is not a knock, I love housewives that are in their 50s and 60s. I just think she's too old for what apparently they're doing in all the franchises. Everybody being hired is like 30, they're Crystal's age, 36. They have two New Jersey girls they're mixing in. One is 31. I'm like, what? That's so young. Another one's like 37. It's like, that's so, no, I'm not age shaming.
What works. That, you know what I mean? You don't lose your 50 something year old viewers. It's good looking people. They're sloppy. I mean, that's, you know, I remember Vanderpump telling me that's why Vanderpump Rules worked, because they were just crazy. They did everything and they weren't so calculating. They just like let it rip. And they're quick to forgive. They're quick to forgive and get on with it. And they're not all sending cease and desist letters. And there's not so much to lose because they don't have that much yet.
And that's the thing. I don't think Bravo's thrilled with this season. Yes, they're thrilled because the ratings are fucking huge. But I just think they're like, they don't like this. They don't like Kim Richards with her alcohol. That they want light drama. That they want real drama and big drama. But they don't want it with cease and desist and bots and racism. Bravo don't want that. So I think they would like to distance themselves from this season and still get the same ratings somehow. I think that's what they would like to figure out. Right. They don't want to have to be, when Andy's like, we would like to make a statement, and like, they don't want to, you know, he's like, you know, this is not tolerated. And they don't want any of that.
No.
God forbid you bring your real pill addictions or Alex. They don't want any real dark stuff.
Stuff. No.
Right. So I think they would like to like kind of keep the, because the ratings are great. I think they would like to keep that and just lighten it up and fight about bows on a cake. That's what I think they want. And still keep, I don't know if that's possible. We as an audience, I just think it may not be.
It's hard to come back from that after you've seen, you know what I mean? I always use this analogy with like UFC fighting. I thought it was the most barbaric, awful, disgusting thing. And I used to hate it. And my husband would watch it. And then after a while of just like seeing it on and like looking away, like, I hate this. Then I was like cheering. Like I became cold to it. And I think that people are now that they have to keep pushing the envelope. And we've seen so much now. We've seen people just go for blood, just take each other down. And if it all of a sudden was real, would we be bored again? I don't know.
Well, that's why like a lot of fans will like DM me and be like, oh my God, can you believe this? I'm stone cold now. Yes, like Erica and Tom divorcing, like that's, I think that's maybe the last time, maybe the Jen Shah thing. Like it's to me, right? Like nothing phases me. Like it needs to be something like this whole thing with Rinna and Kathy. It's interesting, but I'm not shocked that the darling of the show was now in the center of the controversy this season. Now, of course, that's what happened.
Right. Like, they have to do that. Right.
Erica and Tom, that is the last time I could remember just being, and maybe the fact that they fired the whole Real Housewives of New York cast and now they started, that shocked me. So there's one or two things that other than that, nothing shocks me anymore.
No. You know, it's really funny because out of all of the other cities, I feel like they can all kind of fight and get past it and move on. And it's still like kind of dumb fights that doesn't feel like it's just cutting, you know, through the white meat so much. But Beverly Hills to me is real jugular. Like they're really going to like ruin each other. And they hate, those are not friends. And in the way they are all, I can promise you, Garcelle does not like Rinna, does not like Erica, does not like Diane, does not like them. There's no friendship there.
No.
And I don't think that
Sutton, I think she's like Sutton.
She likes Sutton. And you know, and when Sutton said to Rinna, like, I wouldn't call you a friend. And Rinna's like,
wow.
Okay. You know, this is what it comes to. This is what the show is now about. And that's what I think people don't want. And that's why everyone loved Kathy Hilton so much, because she came on with her slippers and her house coat and said hunky dory. And what does that mean? And she's so funny and serving, you know, tomato soup on TV trays in the family room. You know, it's just, she's so cute. And it makes us feel good because somehow it's like, it's innocent and it's funny and it's campy, but we don't get that anymore. Now we have like, you know,
this is what makes Kathy a great housewife, because she is all of that. But
yeah,
and don't cross her, because when she sits there, yes, I'm sure someone prepared this, but still, you have to know what you're talking about. Her delivery, it's like, yeah, you're like, you know, don't mistake my kindness for weakness, my quirkiness for weakness. Like,
exactly.
Her delivery is just like, I mean, wow.
Yep.
Anything else before we wrap up? We're going to still text. You're going to Mexico and you're going to be away for a while.
Just a couple days. I'm going to a very dear friend's 50th birthday. They're twins.
Are you going to watch the third part of this?
Yes. I'll be home by then. We will definitely talk. Okay, if it's something that's really good, I mean, we may have to talk like this again.
I'm ready to talk like this again if you're back.
Yeah. No, I'm back.
I'm trying to think.
Sure, back.
Okay. Yeah. It's like next Thursday. We might be doing this next week.
Cause that's really, I feel like up until this point, those first two parts, I'm like, wah, wah,
wah. Of course. I mean, I knew this was going to happen. Like nobody cares. They just want to see Kathy. I mean, you're going to have to hold your like ears away from the TV screen. Like people are going to be screaming when she delivers this to Rinna all across the world.
I'm just really curious to see how Rinna takes it, and you know, and what the fallout will be after this. And I wondered if they've seen it already, and that's why Rena's publicist split ways with her, because it's a bloodbath for Rena. I don't know.
And she has a top publicist, top. And so
Rena does?
Huge. Jill Fritzo, do you know her? She's major. She's major. She don't play.
But I mean, what, she's failing. Rena's not doing so well.
She has Bethany. I mean, she's not just reality. Like, she does like Valerie Bertinelli. She does Denise. Like, she runs a tight ship, my darling. She runs a tight ship. She don't play. That's a compliment. I'm complimenting her. But
she got rid of Rena? Are they split ways?
The article says they split ways. I really don't know for real, but they, you know, and then the article goes on to talk about BravoCon and middle finger. I mean, I don't think, nobody knows for sure. I don't think that's really why. I mean,
I can't imagine that a publicist is going to leave a client for flipping the bird off to a bunch of people that are
I'm just telling you what I heard. On paper, they've parted ways, but I heard. Huh. And she does have Paris. She does. I know this for a fact. So,
well, that right there could be why. Because I could see Paris saying, listen, you, it's her and me. And I could see Paris saying, that's my mom and help.
Yeah. Right. So maybe it went that route.
Yeah. It's a conflict of interest. I mean, you're either with Rena or you're with the Hilton name. How can you be a publicist?
Well, there you go. So when Erica implies that Girardi's more talked about than Hilton, and Rinna's saying that, you know, she's jealous of the Kardashians, even though she's best friends, and Kris Jenner barely even knows where. I mean, that's where I'm like, everyone slow down. Like, let me explain how it's actually working in the real world of Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's not working that way. I mean, Paris Hilton, whether you like her or not, she trumps Lisa Rinna any day.
That's for sure.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Correct.
Now, a Paris Hilton versus a Kim Kardashian, we might be having another story, but let's not get there if we don't have to.
No.
Just remember this, Catherine. In the world today, nobody trumps a Kardashian Jenner. That's just how it works.
That's exactly
nobody,
right.
Too. Nobody.
Nope. That's right.
Same on this thing. I've had people come on here and they say so much stuff about Paris Hilton, and you know, they're like, whatever. One word about a Kardashian and it goes viral. I'm like, they literally said nothing. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
So you could say what you want, but you know, listen, I'm not getting on Kris Jenner's bad side here today. I'm just going to put it out there. Hi, Kris. Love you.
she's frigging. That's, you know, Fort Sumter there, and they're great at it. Phenomenal. Hats off to them. They built it themselves.
Phenomenal. And they work. Honestly, I've talked to so many people that know that have been, they work. So who can say anything wrong with that?
Yeah. Hats off to them.
So maybe we'll talk next week. We'll keep in touch before then, after the third part. All right. Keep in touch. I'll share your socials. Have fun in Mexico.
Thank you, sweetie.
Text me if anything happens and say hi to Donnie.
I will. All right, sweetie. Big kiss.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that concludes our chat with Catherine Edwards. But now, should we have Catherine back to talk more? Because we haven't even really touched upon Kathy Hilton's appearance. Man, how many hours can you guys listen to of me and Catherine talking about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion? I mean, guys, the season's over. Should we just deal with this Kathy thing? Should we have Catherine back, or should we just move on and start talking about Potomac, Salt Lake, and everything else going on the Bravo screen? I mean, we have to move on from Kathy and Rinna at some point, right? So are we done with Catherine, or should we just have her back maybe one-ish more times? Stay tuned, guys, and thank you for listening to this epic chat with Miss Catherine Edwards. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews
actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind The Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind The Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.